Now, this idea has application in signal processing. It can be used to discriminate between the signals of the various satellites to determine the integer ambiguity. And it can help in detection of cycle slips. We've talked about that idea of discontinuity or loss of lock as a cycle slip, and as an additional independent observable. But perhaps the most important application of Doppler data is the determination of the range rate between the receiver and the satellite. The range rate is a term used to mean the rate at which the range between the satellite and the receiver changes over a particular period of time. With respect to the receiver, of course, the satellite is always in motion, even if the receiver's static or, you know, on the surface of the Earth. But the receiver may be in motion in another sense. In kinematic GPS, it may be on a moving platform like a vehicle, for example. And the ability to determine instantaneous velocity of a moving vehicle has always been one of the primary applications of GPS, and it is based on the fact that the Doppler-shifted frequency of a satellite signal is nearly proportional to its range rate. So obviously, if the platform is moving, there is a relationship between the Doppler shift nominally from the satellite and the change based upon the movement of the vehicle on which the receiver is finds itself. Now, I've talked about the typical change of 4.5 to 5 cycles per millisecond when the satellite is at maximum range, just as it is rising or setting. And, of course, it reaches nominally zero when the radial velocity of the satellite is zero or at closest approach. But as the satellite recedes negatively, the Doppler shift once again reaches its maximum extent, just as it sets.